You're listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Domino.
With a cat steeped in that New Orleans blend of jazz, we begin things with trombonist Jerry Zigmond and the Woody Allen Jazz Band with the tune Time Eater Apron Strings, again off the 1998 soundtrack for the film Wild Man Blues. While growing up in Connecticut, Jerry started studying music at the age of 12 and went on to do his thing in marching bands, drum corps, jazz bands, brass quintets, and classic orchestras. He's been busy. From that humble start, he would fetch degrees in performance and music education from the University of Connecticut. It was in the early 1980s that Jerry would cut his teeth playing club dates and concerts in regional jazz groups throughout the New England area. And in 1987, he struck up an association with the celebrated British clarinetist Sammy Remington. That led to a series of recordings and tours. Jerry's rousing style has been featured with many noted New Orleans jazz luminaries, like Doc Cheatham, Percy Humphrey, and the great Arvel Shaw. And over the years, it has been very simple for Jerry. During a recent interview with Neon Jazz, he had some thoughts on jazz.
Jazz has always been a very freeing, very spontaneous art form in and of itself. And somehow when I was playing jazz in any context, I didn't have those nervous jitters that you would playing classical music.
So for the past 20 years, Jerry has been playing with the Woody Allen and the Eddie Davis New Orleans Jazz Band. They play at the Cafe Carlisle every Monday night in New York City. And this has also led to some very cool gigs all over the globe, in Europe, South America, Turkey, and Greece. And he explained they are all breathtaking when he goes to play. And with that, welcome to Neon Jazz. This is your jazz radio host, Joe Domino, coming to you from the town that brought the world its own swing, stomp, and sound, with Charlie Parker leading that proverbial march, right here in Kansas City, Missouri, armed with a satchel of vinyl and such to keep your jazz foot a-tapping. And speaking of that New Orleans groove, we're going to stay in that Jerry mindset here. Let's keep the vibe alive. Here's the great jazz trumpeter, singer, and bandleader that he mentioned that he played with, Doc Cheatham. Here he is in 1994 with the tune Groove Move, and I'd say so.
Thank you.
this is Jerry Zigmund from New York City and the Woody Allen Band at the Cafe Carlyle, and we'd like you to listen to Neon Jazz with Joe Dimino.
That was American jazz and R&B guitarist Cornell Dupree with the 1995 tune Freedom Jazz Dance off his CD Bop and Blues. This cat spent his career creating quality tunes and getting around. He worked with Bill Withers, Donny Hathaway, King Curtis, and Steve Gadd, and he appeared on David Letterman many times, along with writing a book on soul and blues guitar, and it sold well. He was also a part of an astounding 2,500 recording sessions over his career. He's been all over the place. From the super cool trio of Ron Carter, Eric Dolphy, and Mal Waldron. Yes, that happened. Here is the tune Rally off the incredibly great LP simply called Where Next on Neon Jazz.
Woo! Hi, this is Miguel Sanon, and you're listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Domino.
That was jazz saxophonist and multi-Grammy nominee, including his most recent one in 2015. That's Miguel Zanon with the 2007 song Looking Forward, and that is how this cat rolls. He's considered as one of the most groundbreaking and influential saxophonists of his generation that has developed a very unique voice as a composer and a conceptualist. At the end of the proverbial day, he is always working on perfecting a fine mix of Latin American music and jazz. And in a recent interview with Neon Jazz, he made it very clear that he is a continual work in progress. Right out of San Juan, Puerto Rico, he made his way to America to get a bachelor's degree in jazz studies from the Berklee College of Music and a master's degree in jazz performance at the Manhattan School of Music. From there, he's gone on to gig with the best in the business, the San Francisco Jazz Collective, Charlie Hayden, Fred Hirsch, David Sanchez, and the list goes on and on. And he had some interesting thoughts on playing with the best in the business.
To play with other people, that's kind of like what I wanted to do, especially like people that I admired. And once that started happening, it was almost like for me, it was like that was already it for me. I didn't really need much more because, you know, if you get to play with your heroes and learn from them and feel like you're getting better in the process. For me, that was it. That, you know, I had basically achieved what I was trying to achieve, which was basically get to a level where I could actually play with this guy that I was listening on record like 10 years before or something.
And now we ready ourselves to head in to the Hammond B3 segment of the program.
Oh, goody.
Oh, yeah.
I've loved the shows you've done featuring the Hammond B3. Maybe I'm a fan and I didn't know it.
It's one of those things that just grows and grows on you. It's a good thing.
Yeah.
It's like a vine up the side of a good old jazz wall. From the master of the instrument and a skilled...
Can I quote you on
yes,
that?
Yes, thank you. Please do. And in that vein, we grow right into Dr. Lonnie Smith. He's a master at it. With the song When the Lights Are Low and the Vines Will Still Grow, live in 2012 at the Kennedy Center Jazz Club. Cheers, kids.
We're going to turn that into a bumper sticker.
That's right.
Beep, 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 beep
right, buddy. I splashed my face with a handful of high karate for that number.
That is some straight-up funk, my friend.
Yeah.
All right. That was the cool Kansas City Jazz fixture led by the Hammond B3 man, Chris Hazleton. The Boogaloo 7 with the 2015 tune, Stop, Mr. Ice Cream Man, right from the mouth of a vinyl 45. This group focuses on the groove and vibe of the late 60s and early 70s, pioneered by the likes of Grant Green, Lonnie Smith, Jimmy McGriff, Lou Donaldson, and many others. And along with Chris, the band is stacked with talent. Nick Howell is on the trumpet. Nick Roland is on the alto and tenor sax. Brett Jackson is doing the baritone sax honors. Matt Hopper is on the guitar. Danny Rojas is on the drums. And the great Pat Conway is on the congas, wrapping the whole thing up.
What a lineup.
That is good listening. They're down at the Green Lady Lounge. And for those of you in Kansas City, do yourself a favor and see them. They're usually there on Friday nights. From the contemporary jazz saxophonist and composer Andy Snitzer, with his roots in Philadelphia, joined by jazz trumpeter Ryan Kizor, who is featured in the Jazz at Lincoln Center with his Iowa roots, they team up together with their specific blend on the 2003 tune The Blues Walk off their CD, Jordu.
Thank you. this is Arturo Sandoval, and you're listening to Mio Jazz with Joe Dimino.
Thank you.
That was Canadian jazz musician and composer Mo Kaufman with the 1988 song Fried Banana off the CD Oop Pop A Da.
Gotta get this one.
Yeah, that's right. It's a good one. Our final curtain call comes from a scorching set I caught recently at the Art Factory in Overland Park, Kansas. It's the final song of a set led by KC trumpeter Herman Mahari and his trio in tow. Back on January 15, 2016, heating up the joint and the audience.
Yeah, you can hear them in the background.
Man,
here. Yeah.
They are digging it.
In the club.
Sure. That's right. That's right. And it's with that that we thank you for tuning into a show featuring one of America's finest inventions, jazz. And thanks to my good friend, show engineer, and a cat that's the leader of our jazz duo here in Signal Hole, baby, the Neon Beats, Mr. John Christopher.
Yeah, man, righteous.
That's right. Like what you heard, let us know. We'd love to hear from you out there in Radio Land. You can always reach us, and I mean always, neonjazzkc@gmail.com.
We would dig it the most.
All right, this is it, the drum roll. Until next time, enjoy the music, my friends. We're getting long in the tooth here. It looks like, man, are we out of time?
Yeah, we are. Now go get your shine box.
Neon Jazz.